In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is fitting particular today that we celebrate this great feast of St. Martha on a day when, you might not know this, but St. Martha is kind of French. Did you know that? She may have been born in Israel, she may be a Jew in every way, but she kind of is French, because what we know by tradition, I'll read to you from the liturgical homily of today's Mass, a little bit about her, but she's French, and you'll see exactly why as I read this. It says, Martha was born of noble and wealthy parents, but is most renowned for her hospitality to Christ the Lord. Tradition says that after his ascension, she was arrested by the Jews, together with her brother Lazarus and her sister Mary and many other Christians, and put into a boat without a sail or oars, which came to harbor in Marseille. Because of this miracle and their preaching, the people of Marseille and of the neighboring tribes believed in Christ. Martha won love and admiration of all the people of Marseille and her wonderful holiness of life and her charity. She retired with the other good women to a place far removed from men, and there she lived for a long time, highly renowned for her piety and prudence. At length, famous for miracles, she went to the Lord, having foretold her death long before it occurred. The words taken from the liturgical homily of today's feast from the Office of Matins. Now we see that she is French in that way, for she was called by God after she completed her earthly work there in Israel, there ministering to the apostles and those who were there. Her persecution was to be sent off, and God directed her to Marseille. And so it is a great gift that we have the great abbot of Marseille, or the abbot of France, Dom Prosper Granger, here is with us. Thank you for coming to serve this Mass. We have within this a particular grace, and that grace is that in Martha, what we particularly think about is we're reminded that she's not focused on the right things, correct? We're always focused on that about Martha. And think about that from your own life. When you look at yourself and think about, some of you have more years to go back and to think about what that life might be back than others of us do. But we all have particular things which are wounds which hold us back. Particular thing which happened in the past. Maybe we did it and participated in it for a long period of time, or maybe it was something that happened to us. And often when we go to our quiet place, when we go to spend time with the Lord, when we allow ourselves to be silent long enough, somehow that thing appears to us. And it punches you and I in the face. Hits you and I in the stomach and takes our breath away, doesn't it? We say, how could I have done that? How could I have been so stupid? How could I have allowed that thing to happen to me at that time in my life? And when you and I think about Martha, and we consider her in this way, and say, oh yeah, she's the one. She's the one who is always focused on other things. Her sister got it right. She didn't get it right. When we think of her that way, then aren't we doing the same thing as what that negative thought that destroys you and me, of reminding you and I of all those terrible things that we've gone through in our life, and saying, that's the one thing that defines me. When we think of Martha in that way, we're doing the same thing of hitting her again with that attack. Now, she's a saint in heaven. She's obviously not hurt by it, right? But to think about that in our own lives. What do we allow other people to define ourselves by, or what do we allow ourselves to be defined by that one thing which is so wrong about how we've gone forward? That's not the way God remembers Martha. God remembers Martha far less about the one thing necessary that she was missing out on one particular day in her life when she was so carried away with the things at task. But God remembers her all the more for what we have in the gospel, which was read today, which was at that moment of the death of her brother Lazarus, where Mary was overcome with grief and would not come out to meet the Lord. But Martha immediately did so. And in that interaction, we find one beautiful thing about her life. She says, yes, Lord, if you would have been here, he wouldn't have died. And she recognizes there that God can do all things, that even sickness does not stand in the way of the almighty power of God, that if God shows up, even he can stop sickness in its track, no matter how grave it might be. That is a supreme faith that Martha had. We also look at Martha and see here where she says, Lord, I know that he will rise on the last day. Meaning what? That she not only has faith in Christ, but she has faith in the whole, she has an understanding of what life is really about, and that there is the resurrection of the body, that God will take souls to himself. She understands the truth. And then her last statement, she says, yes, I believe. Yes, I believe you are the one who is to come. She says, yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the anointed one of God, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world. And with these three phrases, she overcomes far more than anything that one terrible, terrible day of her life was that everybody seems to define her by. We should not think so much of Martha as the woman who is too busy, but rather we should think of her in light of this gospel in John, the woman who had such great faith that she knew that God was possible to do everything, that she understood the faith, and that she believed that this Christ, even now, could do anything, and that he was the one who was the one to save the world. As we seek to come to understand who Martha really is, the same moment is extended to you and I, this day. The whole purpose of the sermon is just to prepare you for the hours of adoration that are going to take place after this Mass. And so as you sit there in your pew, recognizing our Lord, lingering on this moment of Holy Communion by gazing, feasting upon your eyes, which hopefully your bodies have already been able to feast on through Holy Communion, ask our Lord for that grace, that thing that I feel so often defines me, that it happens to be my worst days or my worst series of days. To place that within the burning sacred heart of our Lord, there, our Eucharistic Lord, and say, consume that and cast it away. Because the thing that really defines me is the fact that I'm here with you, and that I'm here founded in you, and that I'm here founded in this faith which you yourself have given me to believe. That's the grace that the Lord wishes to bestow upon you and I as we enter into this feast of St. Martha. So many great things which God did through her far after her scriptural life than did even with her in her scriptural life. And so, just as she was not locked within that box saying that she had to be defined by that one thing that first happened when she first arrives on the scene at her lowest moment, so too, neither you and I, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.